Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries again today. We're talking about the power of the tongue. Well, let's come to the Father in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you for your mighty word. We praise you and thank you for all these wonderful things you do. You are a mighty God, and we're grateful for this wonderful book you've given us. And Lord, thank you for the word of God. And thank you, Lord, for revealing it to us. As we study it today, open our hearts and our understanding to the Word of God, that we may be better Christians after this teaching today than we were when we started. We praise you and thank you, Father, for your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're talking about the power of the tongue, and this is the most awesome instrument you have in your flesh, is your tongue. I mean, people just do not realize how much the Word of God has to say about the power of your tongue. Now, you need to begin to really listen to the Word of God. If you're sick or afflicted or you're having problems financially or having a problem with your children or anything else, you need to listen to the teachings on the power of the tongue, because this is the answer. The Word of God has all of your answers. Now then, let's go here and let's go back to 1 Peter 2:24. It says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, and by whose stripes you were healed." Okay? If you really get a hold of that, if he bore our sins in his own body, then we're dead to sin, so we should stop sinning. We should walk holy in obedience to God's word. Now, when you get a hold of these things, it'll be a whole lot easier for you to walk with no sin, because the word of God declares, if you walk with no sin, then you can walk in faith, you walk in love, then you can walk in divine health. And that's a wonderful place to walk. When you walk in faith according to the word of God and do what it says, you don't never have to be sick again. Praise the King. He made these promises. I tell you, it's wonderful. I've walked in it myself over 20 years. I've known several other men of God that have learned these things. Most of them are pastors that really got into the Word, and had it been 25 or 30 or 40 or even one or two of them have been 50 and 60 years with not a sick day. I'm telling you, I've even known people. I had a lady in my own church that got a hold of these promises, and she was like 35 or 40 years and didn't have a single sick day. So praise the Lord. It works for all of us. Then he says here in Romans 6:11, says, "Likewise reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." So you've got to see yourself like the Word of God sees you. Reckon yourselves dead to sin and alive to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in Second Corinthians 5:2 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." 2 Corinthians 5:21. That's what that is. 2 Corinthians 5:21. If he made him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Just think, when you get a hold of that, you will realize when the Lord the Father sees you, if you're a born-again Christian, he sees you as a righteous child of his, because you're washed in the blood of his Son. So, if you're washed in the blood and the King sees you as the righteousness of God in Christ, then you and I ought to do everything we can to walk in that. In faith, we should literally, physically walk in that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. So we don't sin. We don't go out and drink and smoke and cuss and run around with the wild women. Or if you're a girl, run around with the wild men and do all these stupid things. If you're a child of God, you're the righteousness of God in Christ. So straighten your act up and walk holy before God. And if you do, you can see the King do great and wonderful things. Now then, it says here, "Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain, for God sent his word and healed me. Now then, if the Lord sent his word and healed me, then I confess that I am healed, because it is written. Of course, some of that's in Matthew 8:17, and the others in Psalms 107:20. But Psalms 107:20 says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. It's already done. Said he sent his word and healed them. So the word is what heals us. It's already there. All we've got to do is claim it by faith. Now then, think of this. Father, because of your word, I am an overcomer. See, now this is a confession that you must have. Father, because of your word, I am an overcomer. I overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. So those are the kind of confessions you need to make. Then you also need to confess what 1 John 4:4 says. 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God, little children. In other words, we are of God, and we are little children. And we have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You overcome who? Satan and his host of demons. You have overcome them. You have overcome everything because you're a child of God. Now then, in Revelation 12:11, it says, and they, talking about us, the Christians, and they overcome him, which is the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. So, we overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. So, we have the blood. Now, all we need to do now is learn how to confess the word. When you learn how to confess the word, you can make your body line up. You can control your whole body and everything around you by the spoken word of the living God, if you will learn to give voice to the word of God. Now then, you have given me abundant life, Lord, so I receive that life through your word, and it flows to every organ of my body, bringing healing and health. That's the confession you need to have. You have given me abundant life. I receive that life through your word, and it flows to every organ of my body, bringing healing and flesh and health to all my flesh. But in John 10:10, the word of God says, the thief, which is the devil, he cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Well, now, that's what I want. I want that abundant life. Now, it is the Spirit that quickens you. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, that's in John 6:63. But the Spirit quickens, but the flesh profits nothing. If you live in the flesh, if you let your flesh control you, then your flesh will absolutely kill you. It is absolutely a terrible thing. Okay, here is another confession that you should have. Heavenly Father, I attend to your word. I incline my ears to your sayings. I will not let them depart from my eyes. I keep them in the midst of my heart, for they are life and healing to all my flesh. Now, if you make that confession, make it boldly and authoritatively. Don't just flippantly say these things. Make sure you know that this is in the Word of God. And if you'll find it in the Word and you'll study it out, then, just like Proverbs 4:20-22 says, after you make this declaration, Heavenly Father, I attend to your Word. I absolutely incline my ears to your sayings. I will not let these sayings depart from my eyes. I will keep them in the midst of my heart, for they are life and healing to all my flesh. Now, Proverbs 4:20-22 says, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. That's Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. Now, there's a lot of declarations we need to learn to make. Now, here's another one that comes from God's Word. Now, it says, as God was with Moses, this is a declaration that you and I should make daily. As God was with Moses, so is he with me. My eyes are not dim, neither are my natural forces abated. Blessed are my eyes, for they see, and my ears, for they hear. Now then, we see in the scripture in Deuteronomy 34:7, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural forces abated. Now then, we need to make these kind of declarations. Just like this, no evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over me. They keep me in all my ways. In my path is life, healing, and health. Now then, that's written clearly in Psalms 91, verses 10 and 11. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Now see, when these things become a reality to you, you start claiming these things in faith. And when you claim them in faith, it will bring forth awesome things to your flesh. In Proverbs 12:28 says, in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway, therefore, there is no death. Listen to what that said. In the way of righteousness is life. That means you've got to know that you're the righteousness of God in Christ, and then you've got to walk holy and obedient to God's Word. No sin in your life. If you will make sure that you will confess every sin, get right before God, and start walking in obedience to His Word, just like Proverbs 12:28 says, in the way of righteousness, not in the way of sin, but in the way of righteousness is life. Now, everybody wants life, but most people are not willing to pay the price to get it. Well, the price you have to pay to get it, you'll find it in the Word of God. All your answers will be there. And then this wonderful statement here that's in Matthew 8:17. Jesus took my infirmities, and he bore my sickness. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flows within me, bringing me healing to every fiber of my being. Learn how to confess the Word. The power of the tongue can be yours, free and postpaid. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or go to the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can listen to these programs again, or you can order them free and postpaid. We'll send them to you anywhere in the world. Praise the Lord. Jesus is our Lord and our God.